Welcome to another episode of the DU Podcast. I'm your host, Will, and today we have a follow-up episode to our previous one on the return of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity to campus. This piece will primarily focus on interviews with various members of the community and their opinions regarding the return of SAE to the DU campus.
All right, so I'm in Theta Chi, and SAE burned our seesaw before they got kicked off campus. So we don't want them back.
All right, so for posterity reasons, give us your name.
My name is Michael Suikama.
Okay, and you're a member of Theta Chi.
Yes.
How do you feel about SAE as a
I don't know much about them, but what I hear about them, I don't want them on our campus. And, like, living on our campus. And, like, they're gonna be starting up, and they're going to be a new chapter, and they're going to be trying to, like, improve. But it's still, like, the reputation that they have attracts the type of people that know their reputation.
My name is Sawyer Nash. I'm a second
with every
year
Greek
student
Left chapter,
at DU,
there's
political
going to be
science and
multifaceted
economics
issues,
major.
And some of them are just individuals who happen
Theta
to join the chapter.
I don't support it at all whatsoever.
To put it bluntly, sexual assault
I think
that was occurring
that
within
while
the previous SAE
it
is
just possible that they
intolerable.
Can make changes to
I
their
honestly
system,
see the return of SAE
after
just
being
as
gone for a few
basically
years.
Basically, telling any sexual
just
assault
the nature
on this
of SAE
that
as a fraternity
matter
nationwide,
so
they have a horrible reputation.
DU doesn't seem to care,
and the people who look at SAE's reputation nationwide and are still interested in joining a fraternity like that are dangerous people who pose a threat anyway, regardless of the logistics of SAE implementing new rules into their bylaws or whatsoever. And especially, like, as a fraternity brother and sexual assault survivor, it's kind of an attack on my community where I don't feel safe being a part of, like, the fraternity and sorority life at DU with them potentially returning to campus.
As we begin this piece, I'd like to give some input on the current state of affairs regarding SAE's return to campus.
My name is Rudy Trejo, and I am the Director of Student Engagement here at the University of Denver.
So I'm sure you've been in the loop regarding the Sigma Alpha Epsilon returning to campus and the whole vote with that. Would you care to maybe elaborate on where it is in the process as of present?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that the Division of Campus Life and Inclusive Excellence did after SAE came and did their presentation and certainly hearing feedback from students was we asked IFC to take a pause on the vote. You know, there is a lot of passion and there's a lot of thoughts in regards to SAE's possible return. But given where we found ourselves, we thought it best to ask IFC to hold off on the vote until the university had a chance to sit down with SAE Nationals and really just talk about the state of where things were. And so that's currently is where this is at, is the University of Denver is talking to SAE Nationals and just kind of getting a sense of how do we move forward best from here.
Yeah, so the vote has been postponed, but this is one of a few times that the vote has been changed from how it was originally supposed to go down. Originally, all the fraternities in the Interfraternity Council here at DU were supposed to vote, like, yes or no. Yes, SAE can return. No, SAE cannot return. Because of the international bylaws that a lot of fraternities have, a lot of us are actually required to support new fraternities coming to campus as per our bylaws. So then the vote was changed not to if SAE would return, but when, through a period of 0 to 5 years. And then that was delayed, and now just the vote has been pushed off by the university.
Yeah, so we don't know when the vote's going to go on. But when we do vote, it's probably going to be keeping them out for 5 years.
Okay. I've heard many students expressing their opinions on it. We've gotten multiple interviews with many different people, a couple of fraternity brothers as well. And it seems to be like a lot of people have a negative view kind of generally on this campus of SAE. And I wanted to know where the students' voices come in sort of the consideration of the return of this fraternity to the campus.
Yeah. So in a couple of different ways, and you know, IFC as the governing group for our fraternities, they ultimately are the ones that are entrusted with a vote in regards to policies, procedures, expansion within the IFC community. And so they have that constituency. For students who are not part of the community, you know, they were given and they've been given opportunities to give their thoughts to not just IFC, but to the fraternal sorority community as a whole.
All right. So, more so considering DU as an individual community, how do you feel this matter should be handled going forward?
I think that's difficult because it's hard to get around, like, how fraternity and sorority life works on campus just as it is. But I think the university is right to step in and postpone it. And I think the university should just completely step in and not allow them back to begin with and keep extending their suspension. And I think we're kind of seeing that with postponing the vote. I think that's indefinitely suspending them just by nature of not being able to vote on them. I would also like more community involvement and outreach from SAE, because after the hearing when they presented to the rest of the fraternities and sororities how they were going to change, after they did that, they kind of just disappeared. Outreach from them, I mean, ultimately, if it were up to me, they would just never come back.
You know, one of the things that it's important for students to remember is that these are governing groups that, you know, govern within the confines of their bylaws and constitution. And so this is a vote that will be ultimately decided by the Interfraternity Council. The members of that community are the only ones that will be permitted to vote. For if no other reason is, you know, it is out of respect to the role that they play in their governance structure. We wouldn't want IFC to have a vote on things that are held within the USG sphere, or to have our Multicultural Greek Council to have a vote to things that are within our graduate student government sphere. And so it's important that students at the institution have a sense and an appreciation of each group and each council's governing role.
Okay.
And in this particular case, SAE's return falls within the confines of IFC and their vote.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I don't want to take up too much of your time. You seem like a very busy person.
It's just I wear the suit. It gives that impression. I will say for y'all's listeners is, you know, we appreciate the feedback and the thoughts. And one of the things that I would encourage them to do and just to think about is, you know, how else from their perspective as leaders and as students who are part of the DU community, how else do they contribute? How else are they able, you know, outside the SAE thing will happen, and when it happens, it happens. But, you know, what else are they thinking about critically in regards to the issues that our institution faces? But also, how else are we celebrating our successes as an institution? You know, that obviously there's always room for improvement, but, you know, it does take a village. And so certainly this is another opportunity for folks just to be part of that. And so
right.
we'll keep on going forward, but certainly thank you all for your time.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As we come to the end of our coverage of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity returning to the DU campus, I would like to point out that we here at the 80208 team have been trying to reach out to them on the national level for a few weeks now, and there was no response from them or anyone who is involved with the SAE fraternity. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of the DU Podcast. If you would like to send us your input on this issue, feel free to email us at thedupodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and input on this issue. Again, it's thedupodcast@gmail.com. We hope you tune in again soon. Have a good one.